Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
Coming up on today's show, we'll be talking about why insurance premiums are rising despite major reforms in the sector, and we'll be speaking to the director of Enterprise Ireland about its latest batch of high potential startups and all the markets as usual. You can email us business@newstalk.com. But first, let's have a look at the main business stories in the newspapers and websites, which we shall do in the forthright and fastidious company of Aidan Dunley from Davy Stockbrokers. Good morning, Aidan.
Good morning, Joe. How are you?
Are you fully rested at the end of the week?
I am fully rested after my holidays. I see you were very kindly offering the Revenue Commissioners a little hug yesterday. That was very nice of you.
Well, just for those listeners that aren't aware of this, the Revenue Commission, I suspect it's the intern in the Revenue Commissioners, got control of the social media account yesterday and published simply XXX on its account in the afternoon. And I responded, listen, I'm nearby in Dublin Castle if you want a hug. So that's in case people are wondering what the hell you're talking about. I think that might be good for my returns. What do you think, Aidan?
Well, I don't know. You better make sure everything is in order because they don't like to. You never like to poke the revenue bear, you know.
No, but if you offer them a hug, you might get a bit of an old rebate or something like that. Anyway, let's start with money. The European Central Bank, as expected, they cut rates.
They did indeed. Yeah, this was pretty widely expected. So a 25 basis point or a quarter point cut in interest rates, and I suppose the other thing that was very interesting was it was a pretty dovish message that they gave in alongside at the time. But I think an awful lot of commentators are now looking at it and saying, look, why is policy still quite, you know, why are rates still quite high when you're almost at your inflation target or on target already, and you expect, you know, potential risks to growth are definitely on the downside. So I think, you know, when you look at it, the incoming data over the next couple of months is pretty much going to compel the ECB, I think, to just engage in a steady stream of rate cuts until they try to get the economy in Europe back, at least firing, never mind firing on all cylinders, you know.
Do you expect them to cut next month and December, or maybe just wait until December and maybe even do the bigger cut?
Well, it was interesting because she did say that a 50 basis point cut in December it was unlikely to happen. So I'd say they're going to probably do it more gradually. It was pretty unanimous for a 25 basis point cut at this meeting. So I think when you look at it, you know, the main thing, I suppose, from their perspective is in terms of growth, where they're concerned about growth is the extent that it has an impact on inflation. And ultimately, you know, that is the key focus of the ECB. It's not really growth. It's about inflation. Now, they were somewhat surprised at how quick inflation kind of dropped off in September. But I think they're very clear that they haven't reached their 2% target yet, but the next 3 months there might be a little bit of noise in and around that. So I think they'll probably just keep themselves in that steady process of a quarter point.
Now, the respective think tank, the ESRI, has been looking at income inequality on both sides of the Irish border.
Yeah, and I'm sure we're probably going to see more and more of this type of analysis being done between the two populations, north and south. But what they've looked at and said is, you know, actually, when you do all of the analysis, the income inequality is actually pretty similar between the Republic of Ireland and Northern Ireland, even though there's kind of marked differences in the demographics, the working patterns, wage levels, and even obviously the tax system as well. So now I would countenance this by saying they were using data from 2019, so I don't know how applicable it would be to today. But, you know, the research did found that the younger and more highly educated population in the Republic of Ireland resulted in a kind of a lower income inequality. But then on the other hand, you had, you know, higher and more unequal wages paid to workers over that period. So that meant that actually market income inequality was higher. But when you balance it all out, that, you know, even with the tax system, you know, it is surprising that the inequality levels actually aren't that different between the two.
Yeah. Moving to the European Union, it's considering including all of Elon Musk's assets in a potential massive fine involving just X.
Yeah, this is going to be a very interesting one to see, where exactly they can put the boundary on this, because obviously X are facing a huge fine because of they're contravening the Digital Services Act, and that was a landmark piece of legislation aimed pretty much at setting the rules of how tech companies should police the internet. And then what it said was, look, companies that fail to curb illegal content and disinformation are going to face penalties of 6% of their annual global turnover. Now, if you're looking at that in X and given the demise that it's gone through, your annual global turnover probably isn't that big a number. But if you look at the wider Musk ecosystem and start pulling in some of his other businesses, you do have the ability
Tesla, Starlink, and whatever else you have on yourself.
to have an example. Yeah, so like it's going to be very interesting to see that. Now the EU are saying, look, we haven't made any decisions on this, and it's still in talks, but we're certainly thinking about it. And even if they do make the decision, the social media platform does have the opportunity to challenge any potential fine if it thinks that the actions are taken by the commission are illegal or go beyond the bounds of what is reasonable in that regard.
And finally, for whiskey drinkers looking forward to the weekend, the owner of Jameson Irish Whiskey published some results.
They did, yeah. They were out yesterday. Now, it's a big factor in terms of the all of the kind of the spirits companies. We've seen a slowdown in Asian demand. We've seen a slowdown in US and European demand, and people were keenly watching these numbers to see, and volumes were stable, but when you factor in pricing and things like that, you actually saw that organic growth was down in the first quarter relative to the first quarter last year. But I think the really important thing to look here is that when you look at this management team, the company have reassured that they're going to defend their margins through operational efficiencies over the next couple of years. They have definitely got a history of doing this. They did it in 2014 to 2016 when the current CEO was basically for the first in his first few years at the helm. So it's going to be interesting to see can they do that. They have other few issues because China are going to impose cognac tariffs going forward. So that's definitely going to impact the market. But there are some bright spots out there. India, Turkey remain very good bright spots for them. But really, you need to see, Asian travel picking up and, people getting through the higher cost of living and maybe wages catching up a little bit for the good tipple to start to be drank again,
Are you taking out the catamaran or the rib this weekend?
It's too cold to be doing anything. Too cold to be doing anything.
So that's a no. All right, Aidan, have a lovely weekend. That is Aidan Donnelly there from Davy Stockbrokers.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.